This is the Road to the Big House on your Tri-State Sports Leader, K101.
It's cut off, goes luckily to Hagmeier. He'll tee up the three, and that's good.
Mike Frazier backside underneath the basket, jumps up and in.
Road to the Big House is brought to you by Sealing State Bank, family owned and operated for four generations. Moore's Roofing, locally owned and operated, they're right there when you need them. And by Farmers and Merchants Bank of Arnett, serving the needs of the community and the surrounding area. And now to the Field House for Road to the Big House.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to Woodward, Oklahoma. Boomer Field House getting ready for the area tournament here in a Class B boys basketball. We just saw the girls play a game a little bit earlier. Boys City took down Crumlin Hillsdale 65-32. Now it is the boys' turn, getting things kicked off here for 15th-ranked Tyrone and the Timberlake Tigers squaring off. Two teams that know each other well from football season. Now we're going to square it up in an elimination game, and it doesn't get any bigger than that. Trent Caldwell here, joined again by my partner, the coach, Eric Scott, head coach of the Olive Wildcats. How are you, sir?
I'm doing pretty good. Another weekend, another day on the air with you. I'm enjoying these opportunities, and love watching small school basketball.
Yeah, I mean, it was a lot of excitement building, and then the weather pushed it back, and then the weather pushed it back again. But here we are, and stands starting to fill up as everybody's getting very excited for some playoff basketball. As again, the winner is going to move on. They're going to get the winner of Indiahoma and Goodwell tonight in the late game. Loser season is going to end here tonight in Woodward. So don't go anywhere. Area tournament time here on K101. We got Timberlake. We got Tyrone doing it again, just like football season on the basketball court. Coming up right after this on our Road to the Big House on K101.
Weather in the tri-state area is finicky, to say the least, and at times completely unpredictable. That's why K101 is always ready when storms begin barreling across the plains. From blizzards to ice, wildfires to thunderstorms, floods to tornadoes, you can count on K101's award-winning severe weather coverage. We connect you with weather experts, storm chasers, and emergency personnel to keep you instantly informed of the latest storm details. Severe weather coverage is brought to you by Moore's Roofing. They're neighbors that you can trust, and they are right there when you need them. And Harper Sanitation. When you need quality sanitation services from a local trusted company. When you hear the rumbling of thunder, tune your radio to K101. Go to K101online.com, click on Listen Live, or tell your smart speaker to play K101 Woodward. Remember, when severe weather breaks out, K101 breaks in.
Standing at the edge of a rocky shore, you breathe in the cool, salty air, watching the sun disappear on the horizon. Across the globe, someone begins their day along a sandy beach, listening to the rhythm of the crashing waves. You each envision a world beneath the water, vibrant life in every imaginable form. Now, imagine it's all gone. What was once a place of wonder and beauty is now a dull, lifeless wasteland. Food, jobs, medicine, all gifts from the ocean, all gone. Time is running out to protect our oceans. And without our love, everything the oceans provide can and will disappear. It's our choice. Love it or lose it. Help protect our oceans. Visit World Wildlife Fund at wwf.org/love.
Welcome back here in Woodward. Getting ready for the area. I guess it'll be the area consolation semifinal. As again, the losers' season going to end here tonight. Winner going to move on, get the winner of Indiahoma and O'Keen coming up the nightcap of this one. But these two teams know each other well, as we mentioned, from football seasons. We'll start with the 15th-ranked Tyrone Bobcats. Back-to-back state quarterfinalists looking to get there again, but a little bit tougher sledding this season. They're down their second-leading scorer, Ethan Brown, to graduation. They now are looking to Roberto Hernandez, possibly the most underrated player in the state somehow, even though he averages approximately 19 to 20 a game, maybe more, depending on I think this year's actual numbers are looking to be more like 26 a game and 8 rebounds a game. So he's upped his production, but Tyrone struggling a little bit early, but they're starting to put it together at the right time. They beat Beaver in the district 62-30, Boise City 52-36, and in the regionals they took down Forgan 44-35. They lost to Leedy by 7 in a game where Hernandez was held to 13 on just a fantastic coaching job by Coach Carpenter and Drake Page defensively on him. This is a team poised to make a run once again. Coach Witt in his 12th season knows how to get them there, and they're looking to get things rolling in the right direction. But it all starts with Mr. Hernandez. You got to be able to slow him down a little bit if you're going to get to Tyrone.
Yeah, you know, and that's one thing I was talking to you a little bit during the break is just the eye factor between these two teams, you know, and that is one thing that Hernandez adds, and you don't see a lot, especially at this level, is you have the height, but you also have the athleticism that he has. And that in itself allows him to, you know, be the key player on the floor for the Bobcats.
And he was, I mean, he did get some recognition from the Oklahoman. Cam Jordan put him one of the top five players to watch in Class B. And he's been on his bandwagon a little bit for Mr. Hernandez. Because being out in Tyrone, sometimes people don't get a look at you. They don't know enough about you. But now, a couple state tournaments under his belt, trying to get to number three and make some people take notice.
Yeah, you know, unfortunately, you know, with a loss early in the playoffs, it just forces them to, you know, work a little bit harder to get there, you know. But, you know, with a guy like Hernandez that's been there, you've got a coach who's been there, you've got some other players who've been there, you know, they know how to fight, and they're going to fight all the way to the Big House.
On the other side, the Timberlake Tigers, your Class C football champions, a year removed from the back-to-back tournament appearances or state championship appearances, finally got to the top this year, won that gold ball. You're going to see a lot of the same names on this team, and they're led by Coach Cale Pearson. His sixth season. Now, I have Coach Pearson. This is not official, but he has 99 wins at Timberlake. This could be his 100th win at Timberlake if he picks it up.
Yeah, and you know, you want to see, you know, I was talking to somebody about Allo for OU and, you know, them breaking a milestone at the right time. You know, you'd like to see Coach Pierce to get that milestone win here in the playoffs to keep his team alive.
Not only that, he has 4 state appearances. He coached the girls for 11 seasons. So overall, when I was adding it up, I have him at 299 overall, if you throw in all the girls and all the boys. So he could be looking at win 300. It's just a coincidence that they are, it's not 299 yeah. and 99, right. But could be a big night for Coach Pierce and the Timberlake Tigers. Led to begin by some of the same names you know from football. Mr. J.J. Pippen averages 10 a game here, but it's the track speed of Timberlake that you got to prepare for. Merrick Judd's an exceptional athlete. He's their leading scorer on this team. He's a state champ in the 800. J.J. Pippen, your state champ in the 200. They're 4x200 meter. I think they were runners up in that. Third and 300 hurdles for Mr. Merrick Judd. I mean, the speed and the athleticism of Timberlake is where they can get you. And Tyrone's really got to get ready for a track meet tonight.
Yeah, you know, and that's one thing that, you know, being able to get up and down the floor, you know, that can definitely be an advantage. But you got to play within your team dynamic if you're going to get up and down the floor. You know, if your opponent is able to take over the tempo game, you've got to have some of these other guys that just are just athletes and know how to score in the half court. They're going to have to do their job as well.
So buckle up. It'll be just like football season. These two teams going to meet again, and they know each other well. Winner's going to go home tonight, or the loser's going to go home tonight. Winner's going to move on, get a shot at Indiahoma and Goodwell in that consolation final. So stick around. We'll get the areas kicking off here in Woodward, coming up right after this. Tyrone and Timberlake on our road to the Big House on K101.
Are you looking for an easy payment solution for your business? With Bank7's Business Online Banking, they provide a comprehensive and integrated approach to cash management across your devices. You can approve ACH and wire transfers as well as bill payments all from your mobile phone. So whether you're at the office, the airport, or anywhere in between, they give you powerful, convenient, and secure tools to run your business from anywhere. For more info, call Bank7 at 580-254-0100 and speak with a business banker today. Mobile data rates may apply. Member FDIC.
Attention Expo Farm Expo exhibitors. Booth space is now available. It's the K101, Z92, KZZW, and KOMI-TV Home and Agribusiness Trade Show, and it's coming to the Woodward County Event Center and Fairgrounds April 1st, 2nd, and 3rd. Now in our 38th year, this show features two exhibitor buildings plus outside exhibitor space and will host an extensive variety of agriculture products and farm equipment. Also, home improvement ideas, clothing, communication, and entertainment products, ATVs, lawn and garden, new and used automobiles, plus arts and crafts and great food vendors. Thousands annually rely on Expo Farm Expo to see a wide variety and selection of products and services that only a show of this size can offer. Booth space is now available by calling 580-256-4101. That's 580-256-4101. Don't miss out. Reserve your space today for the Tri-State's largest home and farm show and be part of Expo Farm Expo 2022. Coming to Woodward County Fairgrounds Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, April 1st, 2nd, and 3rd. It's food, folks, and fun with K101.
As an educator, Mr. Nelson's teachings are still being quoted in schools.
Education is the most powerful weapon you can use to change the world.
Mr. Nelson taught hope.
Everyone can rise above their circumstances if they are dedicated and passionate.
And giving our best efforts.
It's always impossible until it's done.
Mr. Nelson Mandela's teachings not only united a nation, they inspire us today. Inspiration. Pass it on from PassItOn.com.
Welcome back here at Boomer Fieldhouse, Jimmy Peck Court. Jimmy Peck won a lot of basketball games, the girls here in Woodward. Several championship banners hanging in the rafters, and both these teams hoping they can hang another one of their own. As you get to areas at this point, Eric, you got to believe you can win the whole thing. You can't get this far not think, you know, we got a shot.
Yeah. You know, and one thing that I keep thinking, keep going back to, we talked a little bit off-air pregame, was just how the schedule is different. How the schedule's changed. You know, these guys out here, you know, your stamina from this game on is going to be a big deal, because if you win this game and make it all the way state, yeah, you know, you're looking at 6 games in 8 days.
Yeah.
You know,
it's
to
a
make
truncated
it
schedule,
exactly.
For sure.
Exactly. You know, you throw the weather, you know, and being in the loser's bracket, that makes it just that much harder to make a run. You know, so that's where these teams like this that go deep in the football playoffs, you know, they are now putting it together, you know, because they had those, you know, they didn't, you know, basically mid-January is when they start rolling.
Right.
You know, as a basketball team.
Yeah, and not to mention you got guys banged up. Rylan Johnson was not healthy at the end of the season. He's trying to get took him a while to get his legs underneath him a little bit for Tyrone. And, you know, same thing with Timberlake. They had their bumps and bruises from state. You know, Pippen was a little dinged up, you know, Judd a little dinged up, you know, as guys are at that point in the season. Right now, though, you got to figure, if you do make it out of here, you got about a one-day turnover. You might be playing early on Thursday morning, and you're going to have to really turn it around. So how they use their minutes tonight could be a big factor kind of moving forward, and we'll see how they handle that. But some of the names you want to look out for, we mentioned Mr. Pippen, Mr. Judd for Timberlake, also Mr. Hernandez for Tyrone. Rylan Johnson we just brought up, 9.8 points a game a year ago. He's there, a football MVP, 3.9 GPA. He's a track runner, baseball player. He's committed to Southern Nazarene to play safety. So another exceptional athlete on the floor for Tyrone. Someone for Tyrone has to step up and be the wingman for Hernandez. They're going to need that other guy to start hitting shots. So if they double Hernandez, they can pay. That might be a big. That's going to go a big way. Whether it be Jackson Bell, somebody like Rylan Johnson, whoever coming off that bench, Kobe Williams. Anybody can hit a shot. It's going to open things up for Roberto.
Well, like you said, you know, Tyrone struggled a little bit early in the season, you know, with a big change to just their scoring, you know, from last season. Now Hernandez is in there, you know. But, again, these guys are starting to get used to playing together on a regular basis after football, you know, and you're going to see people start stepping up, and especially now when your season's completely on the line.
For the Tigers, Coach Pierce assisted by Kelly McCoy, his starters tonight. They're going to be in the, looks like the dark gray with the black numbers tonight for the Tigers. Junior Avery Wallace, number one. Number three, Jack McCoy, the senior. Number five, Merritt Judd, a junior. Number 14, Mr. J.J. Pippen, the senior. And number 55, Cade Severin, the senior for Timberlake. And for the Tyrone Bobcats, assistant coach Witt will be both Travis Banning, the girls coach, and Payson Slater helping him out on the sideline over there. Your starters for Tyrone, the senior, Rylan Johnson, number two, the junior, number four, Connor Witt, coach's son, number five, Roberto Hernandez, a senior, number 23, Jackson Bell, a senior, number 24, Kobe Williams, a senior, senior-laden Bobcat squad, and this is where you want your seniors on the floor. They're going to understand exactly what they're up against here. They've been there before, and they don't want to go home right now tonight, especially after losing in football season to these guys.
Yeah, exactly. You know, and this may be the last chance for, you know, Tyrone for a couple years as they're about to go through a rebuilding process. You talked about senior laden. You know, I'm looking here at their roster and just their bench. They got senior sitting on their bench as well. So, you know, this could be one of those times for them to start gaining that momentum for the young kids too.
Here we go, tipping it off, and Hernandez wins the tip. It's back to Rylan Johnson, and Tyrone going to start with the basketball here. Area semifinal time here in the consolation bracket between Tyrone and Timberlake. Tyrone going right to left as we're looking at it. They're going to get a corner three quickly by Connor Witt. It's going to bounce off the mark long and an over-the-back call quickly on Jackson Bell.
Yeah, good job by Severin blocking out and getting position. And as soon as the ball came that way, Bell kind of reached over. You know, and that's where having that position on the block out is so important.
And Jackson, as well as Rylan Johnson, just got nominated Classic Bowl. They're going to be in the Classic Bowl 34 this year. There's a couple Classic Bowl players on the floor, as well as J.J. Pippen out there. Cade Severin's another one. Drive, bounce pass up underneath the hoop to Severin. He goes off the glass, up and in, and Severin's on the board first. Tigers strike first, 2-0, 7:13 to go in the first quarter, and the press is on here quickly for Timberlake. Trying to use that athleticism to disrupt the Bobcats. Now to Kobe Williams from the wing. Thought about a three, said no. He was wide open. They give it back to Jackson Bell, near side. He stops, bounce pass inside to Witt, back outside to Bell. Bell drives, knifes his way inside, and he's going to pick up a foul. Shot didn't drop. It's going to go to the free throw line, and this might be on Pippen. And that is the first on J.J. Both teams now tagged with one foul here early. That's going to put Jackson Bell at the free throw line. But I like that decision from Bell. They're going to need somebody else to get some offense out of him, and he's this year, with Johnson hurt a little early, has been one of their bigger scorers. They're going to need him to knock down shots.
Well, and it's just like in football where, you know, the short to intermediate passes are very important to get a quarterback going and getting that chemistry on the field during the game. You know, a guy attacking the basket like that early and drawing the foul can give him a lot of confidence going forward this game.
Bell goes one or two from the line, scores 2-1 Timberlake. They've got the basketball. It's in Merrick Judd's hand. Stop and pop from the free throw line. You see the elevation. Shot wouldn't drop. Rebound underneath the hoop. The Severin back up and out and tipped around by Hernandez. And that's going to get, I think, an over a back call here. Nope. I believe they're going to call him for over. Nope, they're going to say out of bounds, looks like. No, there it goes.
Yeah, he
was waiting on that. And that is two. They're not going to, I thought they were going to tag that to Hernandez, but that may be worse. That's two on Jackson Bell. With 6:39 to go in the first quarter. Now Judd, shot fake, steps into the elbow, back outside. Drive by Avery Wallace, nowhere to go. Flips it to Pippen, bounce pass corner for Judd. Back outside to Wallace. Wallace, nice inside, nice dish inside, and it's going to go off of Pippen. They're going to say out of bounds, kick ball. And now Dakota Kane, looks like he's going to check in. Another eight-man all-star from that football team, Tyrone. He's going to step in for Bell because they don't want him picking up foul number three. So Tyrone back in that 2-3 zone. They poke it away. It's stolen. Witt comes away with it, gives it ahead to Johnson. Johnson pulls up, tries to set up the offense. Now over to Hernandez from the wing. Drive, kick inside. Nice pass, Hernandez, inside to Williams. Jumped like he was going to shoot it and dished it down inside. Nifty move there by number five.
Well, that's what having a player like Hernandez where you got to worry about the shot. You know, and him being able to see the floor like he does is really dangerous.
Pippen stops and pops from the paint. His shot won't go. Score remains 3-2 Tyrone. 5:53 to go in the first quarter. Johnson back outside to Kane. Kane over now to the right side. That's Connor Witt. Back to Kane. They give it back to Rylan Johnson. They reset. And Hernandez hadn't touched the ball much here early.
Yeah, they got Merrick Judd playing on him. He's doing a great job. Not really giving him much room.
Johnson going to pull up from three, top of the key, misses hard miss, and bounces right back to Timberlake. That's going to be a rebound. Back the other way comes Jack McCoy on the wing to Wallace. Wallace picked up his dribble, got to get rid of the basketball, and bounces it overside to Merrick Judd. He's got Johnson on him, drives baseline, fade away towards the baseline, rolls out on him. Kobe Williams tries to sky for it. Judd tries to rip it away. They get tied up. They're going to say that somebody's foot was on the foul underneath the hoop.
out of bounds. Nope, there
see,
it is.
I didn't see the foul, but I felt, you know, I thought the whistle was for a jump ball, which I could just could see. But
they're going to tag Rylan Johnson with that. That's 13 foul for Tyrone and the first for Rylan. 5:09 to go, first quarter. 3-2 Bobcats over Timberlake. Three, left side. That's Wallace. That's going to bounce long. Rebound, though, in the backside by McCoy. Flips it back to Pippen, who got tagged with a travel. Got going a little too quickly there. Turnover by Timberlake goes back to the Bobcats. And Timberlake quickly back in that press. And you're right. 5-on-5. Merrick Judd has been assigned to stay in Hernandez's hip pocket. And this is what Leedy did to him. They put Drake Page basically on him all night. And right now they're just going athlete on athlete, trying to keep him contained.
Yeah, and Judd did a great job. And he's only getting maybe a 2-foot difference each time, you know, away from the ball.
Free throw shot, left elbow. That one's no good for Kobe Williams. Tipped around, Avery Wallace comes away with it. Score remains 3-2 Tyrone, 4:39 to go in the first quarter. Low scoring affair here early from Woodward. Again, Boys City's girls came away, won the first one in a landslide over Kremlin Hillsdale. Big night for Jenna Whitfield. She finished with 25, and she had 14 of those in the first quarter. Right side, poked away by Hernandez. He almost came away with it, but it kicked off his leg and out of bounds. Tried to take it from McCoy.
Yeah, we're talking about how well Judd has done on Hernandez down here on the defensive end. You know, that's where, you know, as you said in the pregame, somebody else is going to have to step up for Tyrone for them to battle tonight.
Merrick Judd's got Connor Witt in front of him, but still a 2-3 zone. Tyrone in that 2-3, they go to close out. Baseline, they threw it back, and that's going to be a turnover forced by that Tyrone defense. They tried to flip it away to the backcourt and threw the ball away. And Timberlake barely, as they're going to be a timeout here, as Coach Witt's going to call it first. We'll take it with them, then we'll come back. 3-2 the score. Low-scoring game here. 4:02 to go in the first quarter. Tyrone leads Timberlake by a point. You're listening to Road to the Big House on K101.
You are invited to join 4-H and FFA students, their sponsors, and families in Woodward this week and next for the 88th Annual Woodward District Junior Livestock Show, going on now at the Woodward County Fairgrounds. And join the Bank of Western Oklahoma and K101 Radio for an evening of food, folks, and the premium auction at the Woodward County Event Center, 6:30 next Tuesday evening. Show your support for area youth by attending the 88th Annual Woodward District Junior Livestock Show and Auction.
Back at Boomer Fieldhouse, area consolation semi. Tyrone leads Timberlake 3-2 here early. 3:57 left in the first quarter. And Tyrone with the basketball, trying to get some offense going. Coach Witt calling a timeout, trying to counter what he's seeing here from Timberlake. And that one's poked away by Pippen on the steal, but he lost it crossing the timeline. Flips it ahead to Severin, who gets it down to the right side. Long two there for McCoy. That's going to bounce off the iron, and Hernandez skies up for the board. And you're not going to take it from him once he starts crashing in there. He's got the ball now in his hands. Judd tries to stop him. He spins towards the hoop and rolls it out. Rebound by Merrick Judd. Good look there for Roberto. Didn't drop. Score still 3-2, but he pokes that one away and pokes it right to Kane, and back come the Bobcats. And now we're going to get a reach-in foul on Avery Wallace, trying to stay in front of Rylan Johnson. That'll be the second team foul on Timberlake and the first on Avery. And now Rylan's going to inbound it here in front of us on the left side. And as I was saying a little bit before the break, Timberlake had to win in overtime on a last-second miss by Balco that would have put the Bison there. So they were in a dogfight just to get here. So nobody without their tough games making it this far. Hand off there to Hernandez. Gets it now inside mid-post. Johnson flips it back underhand to Hernandez. Comes up shooting from the left elbow. That's going to be an air ball. Trying to save it on the other end is number 14, Carlos Pimentel, coming in off the break there for Coach Witt. He's out there with Connor Witt, Hernandez, and Hernandez just stole it. Now he's got a breakaway. He's got a 2-on-2 behind his back. Flips it to Pimentel, says no, no numbers, and wisely pulls it back up. They give it to Kobe Williams on the left wing. Far wing now to Witt. Baseline, Pimentel, another long two. That's going to bounce right back at him, and a good box out rebound there by Pippen. A couple good looks for Tyrone. Can't get anything to drop.
You know, I like the defense that Timberlake has set up. It's forcing Tyrone to, you know, make an outside shot. They've kind of got a 1-3 with a...
Yeah, it's a zone and one.
Right, with a man, with Merrick still, Judd playing man on Hernandez still.
They're going to try to pass it down low. It's tipped away by Tyrone. Going to stay here with Timberlake. 2:17 to go in the first quarter. 3-2. Another substitution here. That's number 23, Chase Pierce, coming in for McCoy. He'll be out there with Wallace, with Pippen, with Severin, and now dish inside to Pippen, who gets fouled, takes it up and in, and an and-one attempt for J.J. Pippen. And quickly, Timberlake strikes. There's a couple substitutions coming in, threw everybody off. Aiden Rollins in the game now for Tyrone. He's out there with Pimentel and Hernandez and Johnson and Witt. And now J.J. Pippen going to try to get three the hard way, and he does. Three for J.J. That's a second foul on Ryland Johnson, so Tyrone's got to be careful. 2:07 left in the first quarter. Can't have Ryland picking up that one. He's going to drive inside. Scoops inside, avoids the charge, but misses the lay-in. Tried the finger roll, took it inside, just took it from Severin. And then that's a foul, and I think that's going to be on Severin.
And that was just the strength of Johnson there. Pull down that rebound and not allow Severin to get his hands on the ball. And then as he ripped the ball away, Severin got his arm as he's ripping the ball away, and that's where the foul came.
And that's not an easy feat, ripping it from Cade Severin. That just shows you the strength of Ryland Johnson. First one drops for him. That's his first point of the night. Four, Timberlake over Tyrone. There's 1:57 to go in the first quarter. And with this free throw, Johnson can tie it up. He eyes it up and hit them both. We're knotted up once again at five. 1:54 to go, but the Bobcats already in a little bit of foul trouble here early. Going to have to be careful the rest of this half. To the left side, Pierce looking for room. Hands it off to Pippen in the far corner. He drives baseline. Cut off. Lost the basketball, and I think he stepped up. They're going to call him for a travel. Either that or he stepped out of bounds, but they called the travel.
Yeah, I think he kind of lost the ball, and as he grabbed it, he took a little bit of an extra step, and that's where they called the travel at.
Now Aiden Rollins is going to check out. Kobe Williams will check in. Pimentel staying out there with Connor Witt, with Hernandez, with Williams and John. Press on here. A little bit of a man press for Timberlake with Judd on Hernandez. Kobe Williams crosses over, hands it back to Ryland Johnson. 1:29 to go here in the first quarter. Tie game, all at five. Bounce pass, corner. Hernandez almost goes out of bounds, flips it back to Johnson. Nice crossover by Johnson. Stops, pops, mid post, went down, came back out on him. Tipped around, Pimentel tries to save it, and his foot was on the line. That's going to come back this way to Timberlake, and they're going to try to take the lead. 1:15 to go in this quarter. If you're Coach Pierce, this game's going exactly how you want it to go right now.
Yeah, exactly. You know, Johnson had a great drive, good look there. It just didn't fall, but that's what you want him to do is, you know, they clearly don't shoot well from the outside. He wants him to work it inside, and falls right into where his defense is.
Pierce shot fake, takes it in, flips it to Wallace. Wallace thought about it from the elbow, gives it to Judd. Judd on the far side, left side, hands it back off to Wallace, finds a little space, stops, pops, hand in his face, tough shot, and a rebound though by Pippen, who tries to put it up, back and in. And a little bit of the ups there for Mr. J.J. Pippen. As that's the thing, they may not have the height advantage, but there's some leapers on this Timberlake squad. Johnson drives back outside, Pimentel for three from the corner, and he knocked it down. And the junior coming off the bench with a huge 3 points.
And that's what Tyrone needs to do, is they need to hit some outside shots to kind of loosen that zone.
Makes it 8-7, although the score says 5-7, and now out of bounds, stolen away by Tyrone. Looked like if somebody slid out of bounds and threw it back inside. Hernandez drives, left block, shot goes down. They're going to call foul, but on the floor. And that will be on Merrick Judd, his first. And now we're going to get another substitution. Jack McCoy going to come back in this basketball game for Wallace. There's 20 seconds left. That foul will be on Judd, not a shooting foul. Tyrone's going to have to inbound it. And they are double-teaming Hernandez right now. Williams gives it to Kane. 20 to shoot for Tyrone. Pimentel wide open this side, right wing. Can he do it again? Nope, that's going to be off the mark. Chased down by Chase Pierce. 13 seconds to shoot for the Tigers. Stolen away, it's on the ground. Kane got a hand on it. Goes to Hernandez, up under the hoop, and they call charge underneath the bucket. Judd got set and drew the charge, and that'll be the first foul on Roberto.
Yeah, I think the big thing they got Hernandez with is they kind of lowered a shoulder into him. You know, I've said it all year with football player on my team, those football players, they kick in the football mode a lot.
Judd, hand in his face, top of the key, tough shot for three. That is off the mark. And at the end of one, we got a tight one here in Woodward. It's Tyrone 8, Timberlake 7, coming back with the second quarter here on Road to the Big House on K101.
At Sealing State Bank, we are proud to be a community bank. Our philosophy starts with having the right staff that is experienced and understands the needs of our customers, which is why we added our Sealing State Bank mortgage branch in Woodward in 2015. So whether you are in the bank or the branch, on the phone or visiting our website, you will always find knowledgeable, courteous, and professional individuals to help you with all your banking needs. Sealing State Bank, family-owned and operated for four generations, is proud to be a part of Road to the Big House.
Lashana spent more than 5 years in foster care.
I was getting older. I didn't think I'd be adopted.
But with help from the Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption, Lashana now has a forever family and the foundation for a bright future.
When I was adopted, it was like, wow, this is permanent.
You can help find permanent homes for children still lingering in foster care. Learn more at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
Back here at Boomer Fieldhouse, area consolation semi. Tim Tyrone leads Timberlake 8-7 by a point. Timberlake going to start with the ball this quarter. Down by one, going to be inbounded by Pierce into Jack McCoy. McCoy guarded by Pimentel. They gave it to Wallace. Comes around a screen. Nice bounce pass up underneath to Pippen, who got it up and in. Good play off the quarter there by Coach Pierce. Finding an open Pippen, who's making a living down there in the blocks using that athleticism.
Well, and that's the thing, too. Pippen's so strong that when he goes up, you know, unless you get a good hand on the ball, it's probably going to be a foul.
Yeah, between Pippen and Johnson, they might be the two greatest lower body strength guys in Class B. Those guys really are hard to move. They're like tree trunks down there. Johnson drives, hands it back off to Pimentel. Pimentel stops, hand in his face. It's Wallace. Tough shot tipped around. Rebound by Timberlake to Avery Wallace.
Well, and that's the thing. Pippen doesn't, like, Johnson looks like tree trunk. I mean, he's got some big old thick legs. Pippen doesn't look like he's that strong, but he is.
Flipped inside, and Noah found Wallace. Left block. He missed the buddy. Rebound put back by Pippen. Wide open down there was Wallace, and Pippen has got 9 already, and that is good news for Tiger fans. 11-8, they lead. 6:53 to go in the half. Rylan Johnson, top of the key, playing with a couple fouls already tagged to him. Kobe Williams. He's got Hernandez, and Hernandez really frustrated. He can't not touch the basketball. He's coming around two screens here, three screens. They finally get it to him left side. He's got McCoy on him and Judd. He gives it up. They give it back to Johnson. Johnson crossing over. Other side, Williams. Wing three. That one's going to go long. Tipped around and another rebound by Avery Wallace, who's doing a good job on the board so far. And a reach around foul by Kane and got a little handsy, and that was just a frustration foul for Dakota, his first. Team's fifth.
Great job on the screens to allow Hernandez to come off the screens, going baseline and get the ball, but also great job by the Timberlake defense to not worry too much about it. They just stayed in their spots and didn't allow him to get a good opportunity.
We mentioned Boys City Girls one earlier. Laverne Lady Tigers have upset Arapahoe Butler 51-40. They will be moving on in their consolation semi. Congratulations to Coach Trippett. And here we got a dogfight in this one, 11-8. Timberlake in front of Tyrone, back to the corner. McCoy for three. That's going to rattle in. Jack McCoy gets on the board with three, and it's 14-8. And right now, all the momentum going the way of the Tigers. Johnson going to call out the play. Gets it over to Witt, far side. Connor Witt dribbled it up, hands it back to Kobe Williams. He gets a screen from Jackson Bell, who just came in the basketball game. Starters back in for Tyrone. Drive baseline, Johnson. He's cut off. Tries to get rid of the ball. It's stolen away. Good defense by Timberlake. Judd looking to run. Stops at Bell. Runs out of room. Back outside to McCoy. Back to the top of the key. Weaving inside to Wallace. Bounce pass under the hoop to Pippen. And once again, J.J. Pippen moving without the basketball. Finds an open area and scores again. It's 16-8, and Coach Witt wants a timeout. 5:24 left in the first half. Timberlake 16, Tyrone 8. It's Road to the Big House on K101.
I've got a math question for you. When you add tolerance, subtract prejudice, and multiply efforts to treat one another with respect, what do you get? Less division. And school sports have it down to a science. Looking for an example of what can happen when we realize there's more that unites us than divides us? Look no further than high school sports in Oklahoma.
This message presented by the Oklahoma Secondary School Activities Association and the Oklahoma Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Hey! back in Woodward. Trent Caldwell, Eric Scott area tournament going on right now here at Boomer Fieldhouse. And right now, Timberlake on a roll, 16-8. They lead by 8 over Tyrone. And as we mentioned, you can throw the rankings out the window this far into the season. You might as well not even have them at this point. Left elbow shot for Jackson Bell goes down. They left them open. And they're really going to need Bell to shoot well tonight for Tyrone.
Yeah, you know, that's what we talked about. We're still waiting for it. We thought it was going to be Johnson. Now, you know, Bell's back in. Is it going to be Bell? We need somebody else, or Tyrone's going to need somebody else to step up if they are going to stay in this ballgame.
McCoy drives baseline. He's cut off. Back out to Wallace. Getting that 2-3 zone by Tyrone. Wallace has done a good job penetrating and dishing it off. This time they try it again. Same play to Pippen on the baseline. That time it's picked off, and Tyrone read it well. Good job off the timeout there by Coach Witt. Rifled ahead, almost lost by Witt. He gets to flip it back into play, and it's stolen right back by Chase Pierce. As you can see, that time Merritt Judd was trying to cut mid-post and find Pippen underneath, but Tyrone read it right. However, they immediately turned it back over. Hernandez passed a little too much for Connor Witt.
You know, and that's what down low underneath, having Bell back in there also gives them a little bit more length as well to cut off those passes.
This time Pippen flips it back to Judd, who misses the bunny, and a rebound by Rylan Johnson. He's going to drive inside mid-post. He's going to stop and shoot it from there. It's going to go off the back iron and right back to Pippen, who skies up for that rebound and bounces it back to McCoy. McCoy had Hernandez behind him, kept the basketball, flipped it into Pippen, who drives inside and is going to get called for a charge. Tried to jump stop. He tried to avoid it. But a little bit too much of a head of steam for Pippen, who's picked up foul number two.
He tried to avoid it, but just like Hernandez did on his charge on the opposite end several possessions ago, he kind of lowered his shoulders. He went into him. Again, football move. That's what you do as a football player is when you're about to take contact, you lower that shoulder and go into him. But you can't do it on the basketball court.
It's hard to turn that off once that's ingrained into you, seeking contact. That time Pippen's got two. He's got to be careful now. And back in that zone and one for Timberlake with Merrick Judd on Hernandez. Tyrone with the basketball. They trail by 16-10. Jackson Bell now to the corner to Williams. Far corner, back outside, top of the key. Drive. Johnson found a little space. Mid-post shot. That won't roll. And they're getting good looks from the mid-post, but they're not dropping for him. There's a rebound by Pippen. Back comes Timberlake. Judd driving baseline. Double team. He's going to stop it, shoot it from there. Comes off short. And yeah, that's no good. And Merrick Judd shots off tonight.
Yeah, and those are the opportunities for Timberlake. They won't allow them to keep shooting those until they start making them.
Merrick had 18 against Mountain View Gotebo. Not many people put 18 on them, so he can light it up at times. 3-0, 2 left in the half, 16-10. Timberlake leads Tyrone. Hernandez jump stop, stops, shoots, and he is still held scoreless.
Now it's another one. It looks like he kind of probably got away with an offensive foul yet again for lowering that shoulder and knock severing down.
2:50 to go. Roberto Hernandez is yet to score in this game. His team trails 16-10. He is in the bottom middle of this 2-3 zone. McCoy dribbles around, gives it over to the other side to Avery Wallace. Avery, bounce pass near side. Kobe Williams went for the steal, knocked it out. They're going to say off of Merrick Judd. And we've been talking a lot about Hernandez struggling. Merrick Judd struggled a little bit in this one so far as well.
You know, he's struggling on the offensive end. But one thing, I had a guy this year that always told me against coach, I just can't score. And I'm like, as long as you defense, that's what
right.
I want. And that's what Merrick Judd is doing an excellent job with
yep.
tonight on Hernandez.
In the corner. Now down to the post. They get it to Roberto. He turns, shoots off the glass, and scores. Great pass by Williams, the quarterback, into Hernandez. 16-12. Tyrone's cut it to 4, 2:09 to go here in the first half. It was a low scoring first beginning of this one.
And Williams put that ball in the only place for Hernandez to get it. Nobody else touched it. It was a two quarterback pass.
Judd with the basketball back outside to McCoy. Skip pass, wing, Wallace drives, dish down inside to Severn. Nice extra pass out to Judd. Nowhere to go. Flips it into Wallace. Wallace going to take a step inside the paint, shoot, and score. And Avery Wallace on board with two. Makes it 18-12, minute 36 to go. Good offense that time by the Tigers. Tyrone crossing that timeline. No one pressing now for Timberlake. They get it to Johnson, top of the key. Long three, Rylan Johnson. That rattles out. Rebound, though, under the hoop by Bell. Shoots a little fadeaway on the baseline, and that won't go. And another board for Wallace. Ahead to Merrick Judd, who is hit by Johnson. If that's on Rylan, that's three.
That's three.
And you got to know with the situation, a minute 15 to go, you cannot pick up that third foul if you're Rylan Johnson.
You know, and that's something too many times. I know I mentioned it on the air last week, was too many times players are too worried about reaching for the ball, knocking the ball out, instead of just sliding over defensively and using your body and your feet. You know, again, if he would have slid over, that was on the sideline. You know, you slid over, you either force him to make a move up or you're forcing them to charge or go out of bounds.
Not only that, it was a seventh team foul. It's a 1-1 for Judd, and he rolls the first one in. Almost came out of there. Hit the front iron, the backboard, and came back down again. And that is the first point for Merrick Judd. And this game's pretty much the opposite of what we expected, as two went down for Judd. 19-12 in terms of, I thought there'd be more points scored. I thought Hernandez and Judd would have more points. Not the case so far, but it's 20-12. Jump stop. Hernandez stopped, almost got it up. It's almost stripped from him. The strength got it up, but the shot still missed. And another board for Wallace. And Coach Pierce going to call his first timeout. So with 1:02 remaining in the first half, Timberlake leads by 8, 20-12 over Tyrone. You're listening to Road to the Big House on K101.
This is the sound of a racing heart. It's beating a little faster because it belongs to a young child. But this child isn't in the middle of a close soccer game or playing with her puppy in the yard. Her heart is racing because she's just been told she has to move foster homes again. Change a child's story. There's a child waiting for a volunteer like you. Learn how you can help at nationalcasagal.org.
This row. Welcome back here in Woodward. 20-12 the score. Timberlake leads Tyrone. There's a minute two left in the first half. As we mentioned, some other games going on right now. Ceiling trails Arapahoe Butler 24-12. Fifth ranked Arapahoe Butler, 12th ranked Ceiling out in the Enid Class A consolation semi. We mentioned Boys City moving on here early on the girls' side. And in Class A, Laverne beats Arapahoe Butler on the girls' side of Class A bracket out in Enid. So tournament action already underway. Finally underway. I guess I shouldn't say already.
2 days late.
Free throw line. Pippen hits it and drops it, and J.J. Pippen's feeling it right now. He's got 13. Makes it 22-12, and another great play coming up off the timeout by Coach Pierce.
You know, and you talked about how Judd hasn't done very well in the offensive end, but, you know, unlike Tyrone, they've got somebody else stepping up, and Pippen has stepped up today.
And that's a third play they've run for J.J. Pippen. They're looking for him down there. That one almost stolen away by Judd. It's on the ground, and it goes off of, looks like, off of Judd. Him and Connor Witt got tangled up there on the perimeter. It's going to go out of bounds and back to Tyrone. Now Dakota Kane's going to check in for Aiden Rollins, who came in off that timeout. So it'll be Kane, Hernandez, Pimentel, Kobe Williams, and Connor Witt out there for Coach Witt, who does not want Johnson picking up foul number 4 or Jackson Bell picking up foul number 3. So they will be sitting this last 14 seconds of the half. Pimentel with the ball back to Hernandez. 8 seconds left. He's only got 2 tonight. 4. Flips it. Gives it up for a long 3. Right side to Witt. It's an air ball off the back iron. Goes right to Hernandez, and he's going to run out of time to shoot it. At the end of one half, Timberlake Tyrone by 10, 22-12 the score. We'll be back with halftime in the second half. You're listening to Road to the Big House on K101.
You have probably noticed that a lot of your neighbors use Moore's Roofing for their roofing services. You know why? It's because Moore's Roofing is locally owned and operated, and they are right there when you need them. They're neighbors that you can trust. There's no gimmicks because it's a roofing company with over 47 years of experience, reasonable prices, and quality workmanship guaranteed. Call the pros at Moore's Roofing today at 580-994-5417 for real professional answers. They're neighbors that you can trust and proud supporters of youth athletics and all area schools.
This is Kay at the Bank of Western Oklahoma. Please join the Bank of Western Oklahoma and our employees, along with the staff of K101 Radio, this Tuesday night for the premium auction at the Northwest Oklahoma Woodward District Junior Livestock Show.
Meals from those years are hard to forget. It was all white bread and whole milk, hamburger casseroles, and quiche Lorraines, all with a side of cigarettes. We ate salads as desserts. We knew a party was classy if it had a cheese log, and we never missed an after-dinner smoke. It didn't matter if we were in our dining rooms, a burger joint, or the ritziest of restaurants. There'd be an ashtray on every table, and that very particular flavor in every meal. We smoked for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. It's amazing that our food could taste like anything else. If that was you then, get your lungs screened now. Surviving lung cancer starts with a scan. Learn more at screenyourlungs.org. This PSA was made possible by industry funding and guidance from lung cancer patient groups.
Telling my girls about my Alzheimer's diagnosis was hard.
But Mom's early detection gave us time to make a plan.
Talk to your family about seeing a doctor. Go to alz.org/time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
K-101. We've got your country covered.
KWOX, Woodward, Oklahoma.
K-101.
Welcome back. Here in Woodward, Boomer Fieldhouse and Jimmy Peck Court, halftime of the boys Class B consolation semifinal. Here in the area tournament, finally underway after a couple days of delay. And so far, the delay not working out in the favor of the Tyrone Bobcats. They trail 22-12 at the end of one, but only 12 points so far in the first half. I mean, that is a that's a rough shooting day so far for the Bobcats.
Well, it is as much about the rough shooting. We've seen a lot of shots miss on the intermediate part of the court on the offensive end for the Bobcats, but it's also the defense of Timberlake on how well they have done on Roberto Hernandez, only allowing 2 points to him in the first half.
Yeah, specifically Merrick Judd, and really not enough we can say. He's a junior, but he's showing some senior leadership. He's basically stepped away and said, "You guys can handle the scoring. I'm gonna haul it off to somebody else." I kind of wonder, and I'd like to ask him about this, if he volunteered to do that.
Yeah, it'd be interesting. I'd be curious, you know. But whether it was him or whether it was Coach Pearsley, game plan is working. He's doing a great job, and it's those intangibles that makes a player a good player, even if he's not a true basketball player. If that makes sense, you know, it's being able to, you know, step up and be selfless and things like that, and that's what Judd's doing tonight.
But it is a game of adjustments, and coming out in that second half, I guarantee Coach Witt's going to have something up his sleeve. Now he's seen it. He's seen kind of the changes they want to make. It's a little bit of a different look from Timberlake, a zone and one, a little bit of a different look of them kind of running the offense around Pippen. So it's going to be interesting to see how he counters that. He's got to get the ball in Hernandez's hands, and it may be time for Roberto to be a little more assertive with it.
Yeah, you know, but also, you know, you need guys like Bell and Williams and Johnson to be able to step up on the offensive end, too, to kind of take that pressure off of Hernandez. There's not really been anybody that's been able to help take that pressure off in the first half.
Yeah, the leading scorer for Tyrone, Pimentel, has three, and Jackson Bell has three. There's two for Johnson, two for Hernandez, two for Kobe Williams, and that's it for the Bobcats. They are right now really trying to find any kind of points they can find. On the other side, it's been all J.J. Pippen. He's got 13 of the 22. Cade Severn's got a couple. Merrick Judd's got a couple. Jack McCoy's got three. And I want to mention Avery Wallace, who has a couple as well. But Avery, more importantly, has got a ton of rebounds. I believe I've got him at least five already in this game. And that's another thing. Second chance opportunities have been nil for Tyrone. Timberlake's dominated the boards down there on that defensive end.
Yeah, Timberlake's done a great job on the defensive end, especially guys. You know, we talked about Merrick and how well he's been doing on defense. He's also been doing well on the boards. Cade Severn has done a pretty good job on the boards. You know, and a lot of Wallace's opportunities come on the offensive end. The rebounds, you know, he's making is allowing those second chance opportunities for the Tigers.
Yeah, well, we'll see what second half has in store. We've got about 5 minutes left before they tip it off. We're going to come back, get you updated on the goings on around the rest of the state. 22-12 the score at halftime. Timberlake leads the Tyrone here in the area. SM Consolation Semi. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back here on our road to the Big House on K101.
It's all happening at the 101 Center in Woodward. Hutch's Convenience Store, AT&T, Bearded Barber, Happy Nails, Gold Leaf, Unit Petroleum, Sunbelt Credit, Accent Care, Oklahoma Army National Guard, and K101, KZZW, and Z92 radio stations, all located at the 101 Center at the busiest intersection in Woodward at Williams and Downs Avenue. The 101 Center, classic, uncomplicated, comfortable, naturally business-friendly, and the location to be at in Woodward. Now available for immediate leasing to prime business locations, Suite G&H with 3,750 square feet of space perfect for business business, retail, or restaurant expansion. And Suite SNT with over 2,000 square feet of prime office space to accommodate your growing business or needed expansion. For appointment, call 580-254-2034. The 101 Center, the right business atmosphere, the perfect location, and it's perfect for you.
It was a normal day.
He was in some minor accident, a fender bender.
And I had this impulse to call him, but I didn't, because I thought I could call him later that week.
He abandoned the car, he came home, and he shot himself without ever talking to anyone.
When I came home that night and I found her, they told me that she had shot herself, and I couldn't believe it.
I asked if he was okay.
Shooting is unfortunately effective. There are not a lot of second chances.
Once you pull that trigger, that's it. There is no coming back.
63 Americans a day die by gun suicide. By storing our guns safely, locked, unloaded, and away from ammo, we can give our loved ones a second chance at life. Learn more at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by Brady and the Ad Council.
Welcome back here to Boomer Fieldhouse. 22-12, the score at the half. Timberlake leads Tyrone. 2:25 here to go before we tip off the second half. And we mentioned a little bit earlier the Clad and the girls' side of things. Boys City won big over Kremlin Hillsdale, 65-32. Jenna Whitfield with 25 points. And yes, there's another one. And yes, she's really good. Noelle Crabtree also with 24 as well for the Boys City. The Lady Wildcats, they will move on to play the winner of Tyrone and O'Keen. They're going to tip it off right after we get done with this one. They'll be right back at it here tonight with Tyrone and O'Keen. So don't go anywhere after this. And then the late game tonight, the boys game, it'll be Goodwill taking on Indiahoma. A couple top 10 ranked teams going at it. We will not have that one here in K101. But we will be back here Monday night. We will have the at least the two championship games on Monday night. So that'll be Arnett taking on Hammond on the girls' side, and on the boys' side that will be Leedy taking on Mountain View Godibo. We'll for sure have those, and we may have the other two as well. That's a wait and see. Everything got pushed around, Eric, and everybody's scrambling to figure out what's going on.
Yeah, you know, and that's what I told you a little bit, and I was talking to somebody else in the pregame with how important, you know, now being in that winner's bracket is. You know, it's always important, obviously.
Right.
It helps cut down the amount of games, but now, you know, you're in that winner's bracket. You have one game. You take care of your business at one day, one game, and you now truly have the advantage going into the state tournament, you know, because of the amount of time off. Those other teams that got to go to the loser's bracket, they've got to play on Tuesday, you know, to go to state. You know, now there's only one day off, and they're right in the state tournament.
Yeah, and, you know, it's going to be a little bit of a different look for everybody because now they're going to move things around, and there'll be satellite sites and all that. Also, we want to mention Laverne Lady Tigers winning 51-40 over Arapahoe Butler. Elsewhere in the girls in Class B, number 12 Payton beats Welch 53-47. Temple beats Blair 43-16. And 15th-ranked LaFleur takes down 13th-ranked Stringtown 56-50 in the girls Class B. The boys' turn here. Right now, 22-12. Timberlake in front of Tyrone. The Bobcats will start with the basketball in this half. Going left to right again there in their white jerseys, green numbers. Timberlake in the grays with the black numbers. And they're going to start in the post to Kobe Williams. A shot fakes, turns baseline, turns and scores. And that's exactly what they needed coming out of the half there for Coach Witt. Quick two there by Kobe Williams. And now Tyrone into a quick full court press right off the bat for Timberlake. They cross the timeline. They rifle it down. Left block. Cade Severn comes up shooting. Air ball. Rebound. Backside. Pippen is skied up to get it and gives it back to McCoy to save the possession. Now Wallace over to McCoy in the far wing in front of Coach Pierce in the Timberlake sideline. Nobody open, so he pulls out and resets. Connor Witt trying to stay in front of him. They give it over to the far corner. That's Wallace. Skip pass. Judd on the wing. He's got Hernandez in front of him. Almost lost the ball. Gives it up to Pippen in the left corner. Nowhere to go for him. They swing it back around. Drive by McCoy. Picked up his dribble. Tried to get it away. Threw it right into the face of Hernandez, and it bounced over to Johnson. Rylan Johnson looking to run. Quickly gets it ahead to Witt. Witt back to Johnson. Drives inside. No one stopped him. He stops. Pops off the glass. Won't go. Tipped around by Williams. Jackson Bell comes down with it. Puts it up and in. First 4 points of the half belong to the Bobcats. It's 22-16. Timberlake leads. 6:45 to go in the third. And an unforced error that time by Wallace.
You know, but that's going to be really important for quick time out here by Coach Pierce. But that's going to be really important for the Bobcats is to establish that that post play. They definitely have an advantage outside of Hernandez in the post, and so you know they need to establish that.
Yeah, Coach Pierce had to get that timeout as that press had him discombobulated a little bit. Right there, Avery Wallace felt like there was somebody on him, and there wasn't. Just kind of threw it away, threw it out of bounds.
Well, and just, you know, just the early points scored kind of frazzled them just enough that, you know, they really what they – it was just a miscommunication. They had Joe coming up and just threw it out of bounds because, you know, he thought his guy was still standing there. And that just goes to being frustrated with allowing those two quick points underneath.
Out in Enid, Arapahoe-Butler leads ceiling 24-15 at the half. Class A getting underway out there at the Stride Center. Everybody on the same schedule. Everybody's been pushed back. Even the regionals of 4A through 2A are taking place tonight in their first night. Johnson gets a screen from Reyes, comes around it to Bell. They fired inside on the floor to Williams. He's going to get fouled from behind. I think that's Severin. And that'll be two on Cade.
Not sure where the foul came.
They just tagged it to Judd, but I'm pretty sure he said 55, right? Quick three. Jackson Bell hits it in the corner. They toss it into him, and he knocks it down. And Bell all of a sudden has eight, and that's exactly what they needed. And they're going to get a foul at midcourt on the press, either Williams or Witt. And that's going to be Connor Witt's first.
Well, they gave that last first. They gave that last foul on Judd. I think it definitely should have been on Severin, even though I didn't see where the foul
came. Well, I heard the announcer say Severin. I saw 55, but the scoreboard gave it to 5. And that's they might want to correct that. Could be big down the stretch. Now Merrick Judd with the basketball. Back over to Wallace. Wallace takes one dribble, gets around his guy, loses the basketball again. It's on the ground, and Williams has to go down and get it. Keeps his dribble, picks it up, gives it to Johnson. Another steal by Tyrone. 3-on-1, back outside Bell. Corner three, that's off the mark, and tipped around and goes right back to Wallace. Another rebound for Avery Wallace. 22-19, Tyrone's cut it to 3 here. 6 minutes to go in the third quarter. Press on again for the Bobcats. It's worked so far. They break it, get ahead to Pippen. Stop, shoots a high off the glass, and a rebound by Johnson off the miss. Ryland, full court pass, picked off by Pippen, who ran the floor, and you got to know where he's at. That was a football play there by 14.
A lot.
Oh, and Judd got away with a travel at midcourt. They get it across, still tipped around. Oh, and a Johnson getting a call for a cheapie. Tipped the basketball and ran into his guy, and that's going to be 4 on Ryland Johnson. Just a tough break because he made a great play on the basketball.
Yeah, it was a tough break.
Well, Coach Witt saying he traveled before that, and I think he's got a beef here. It should have been a travel, and that foul never should have happened.
I'm still thinking about Pippen going up and hitting that ball. It looked like a free safety going up and then an interception there.
He came all the way back from one end of the floor to the next. McCoy with it in the corner. Is right now, Timberlake has yet to score in this half. Now Judd, top of the key. They still lead, though, 22-19, 5-22. Down in the paint to Severin, 5-22 in the third quarter. Wallace picks it up. Drops it off inside to Severin. Nice pass. He's fouled and gets it. And one opportunity. Williams tried to rotate on him, and Severin with the strength puts it up and in. And just when Tyrone was creeping back in, big play there by Severin. Going to go to the free throw line, try to put his team up 6. 5:15 to go in the third, and he rolls it in. 5 now for Cade. 25-19 to score. Timberlake leads Tyrone. 5:13 to go in the third. And out of that shot, Dakota Kane came back in for Johnson with 4 fouls. He's going to be in for a long time. Long 2, this time Bell in the corner. That one's going to come right, bounce right back to Wallace. And another rebound. 7 already.
He does 4:50 to go in the third. He does a great job of recognizing where the ball's coming off.
Down to Pippen, who takes it right at Williams again and gets it the foul. The shot wouldn't drop for him. He leaked out on the back end of that press, and Kobe Williams picks up his first 2 quick fouls. Team's 4th already, and that's going to put J.J. at the line shooting a couple. So 25-19, the Tigers lead the Bobcats, 4:44 to go, and that one's off the mark for Pippen. Jamathan Pippen, I don't know what the J stands for. My guess would be James, but that's probably wrong. Second one for J.J.'s up and down. He's got 14, just like the number on his jersey. 26-19 the score. Timberlake leads Tyrone 4:39 to go here in the third quarter. And just when the Bobcats had cut it to three, leads back to seven. Witt over other side to Pimentel, who came in off of that free throw. Pimentel's out there with Witt, who's going to shoot a wing three, and that's going to rattle out. Tipped around, still tipped around, bounces right back to Jackson Bell. Ball pinballed. Everyone touched it once, it looked like. Now it's back out to Tyrone. He's going to maintain possession. Williams out there with Bell, Hernandez, Witt, and Pimentel. Right now, Witt and Pimentel just playing catch out front in front of that zone. Hernandez has it in the corner. He's got Judd on him. He's going to shoot it anyway. Corner three. Skies up. Miss. Rebound. Merrick Judd. And he's looking to run. Hernandez behind him. Witt in front of him. Stops. Euro steps. Oh, and blocked from behind, but they're going to tag him with a foul. And that was close. Yeah, I don't know about that.
I think it was, to me, it looked like a good call. You know, part of the problem is anytime you bring the hand all the way down, it is whether you touch him or not, that's a signal to a ref. It's a cue to them.
Yeah.
You know, and I think that's one thing he saw.
Yeah, that was what called. That's number two on Hernandez, and the first free throw off the mark for Judd. That's five team fouls already for Tyrone. We're still 4 minutes left in the third quarter. Only one so far for the Tigers. Second free throw coming up here for Merrick Judd. That is up and in. He's got three. And now Rylan Johnson's going to come in for Jackson Bell, and he's going to play with four fouls. This will be a big 4 minutes here for Rylan, or however long Jackson's going to sit. Or nope, he didn't come in for Jackson. He came in for Pimentel. So Jackson Bell's going to stay out there with Hernandez, with Johnson, with Connor Witt, and with Kobe Williams. Starters back in for Tyrone. Turn, fade away. That one's blocked by Severin. Bell tried to take it up into his face. It's blocked by Severin out of bounds, though, and stays with Tyrone. Good play there by Cade on the block. Inbounded now by Witt underneath right in front of the Woodward W. Out to Bell's wide open for three. No one came and got him, and you can't leave him that wide open. Missed assignment there. Jackson Bell leads Tyrone with 11. And they've cut it to five with 3:36 to go in the third quarter. Back in that press with Hernandez spearheading it, and Timberlake breaks it. They get it over in the corner to Pippen on the left side. Picks up his dribble, nowhere to go. Got to find a teammate. Lost it top of the key, and that's picked off by Witt, who hands it off to Hernandez. Judd gets back in front of him. Hernandez, Euro steps inside off the glass, and one opportunity for Roberto. Judd is rocketed back to beat him there, and instead of going right through him, he went around him and got two. And that's going to be the second foul on looks to be Wallace, who was coming from behind. Hernandez now with a chance to cut the lead to two, and he does, 27-25. Five for Hernandez, 3:18 to go in the third quarter, two-point lead for Timberlake. They get it over to McCoy. He's trapped now on the far sideline. He gives it up to Merrick Judd. Merrick Judd stops from the elbow, shoots and scores. Wide open look there for Merrick, and that time he knocked it down. 29-25, Timberlake by four, 3:04 to go in the third quarter. Tyrone with the basketball. Baseline, Kobe Williams steps and finds himself all the way underneath, came back up underneath, missed it, tried to take it back up and got fouled. Kobe looked up, I think he thought he was in good position. He was under the hoop, came out from under it, missed the shot, got the rebound, fouled on the putback, and that's the third foul on J.J. Pippen.
It's also a good job by Kobe to get. He knows that Kate Severin's going to jump up, and exactly what he did, and just went around him.
He missed the first one. Going to get another crack at this to cut it to one possession for Tyrone. Timberlake's led this whole half. Missed them both. Nice box out by Judd. Williams fights it off, gets it into Hernandez. He beat it around, saved the possession, flipped it into Roberto Hernandez for two more. It's 29-27, and a charge at the midcourt. A Jackson Bell as Timberlake out of control trying to break the press. Jackson Bell picks up the charge. I didn't even see who had the basketball at that point.
It looks like they called it on Judd.
Called it on Merrick Judd. Again, they have him for three, but we have him for two. Witt tries to bounce, pass it down into the paint as a kick. So they quickly, and that's what the crowd's saying right now, they got to fix that. And Cade Severin should have one more, I believe. Quick three by Bell. That won't go. Rebound to the backside. Connor Witt skies up to grab it. Smallest guy on the floor. Other side to Witt. Now to Johnson. Gets a screen from Kobe Williams. Flips it back to Connor Witt. 2:21 to go in the third quarter. 29-27. Timberlake. Wallace went for a steal and got tagged with a foul. He didn't get there in time. hit the arm of Rylan Johnson. And that looks like number three on Avery Wallace. And everyone's racking up fouls. That's five fouls now on Timberlake. And Kane's going to come in for Kobe Williams.
And that's where that frustration comes into play is you start making stupid fouls, you know, and trying to do too much.
Tyrone can take the lead with a three. They can tie it with a two. They're going to try a three. Rylan Johnson, top of the key, comes off hard off the miss and a rebound by Jack McCoy. Wide open look for Rylan Johnson. Hernandez tried to reach around McCoy, couldn't get to the basketball. Pippen, baseline, stops, shoots off the glass and scores. And just when it looked like Tyrone was creeping in, J.J. Pippen with a huge bucket. He's got 16. 31-27, Timberlake in front. They've led since the middle of the second quarter, and now Hernandez turns and picks up the foul, going baseline, and that's on Severin. Holding his nose, he took a shot there. That's a third foul on Cade Severin, 16 foul on Timberlake, and now Hernandez at the free throw line, trying to earn his the hard way. Spins it and eyes it up. And that first free throw short on by Roberto.
You know, even though Hernandez was able to get the ball and, you know, get underneath for the foul, you know, Judd is still frustrating him. You know, it's to the point where it looks like Hernandez is trying to push him off a little bit off the ball. You know, Judd's fighting, trying to get an offensive foul call.
Pimentel and Bell check in for Tyrone. Second free throw drops for Hernandez. They're out there with Kobe Williams, Roberto Hernandez, and Connor Witt. Timberlake has Chase Pierce check in as well. Judd cross stops just short of the timeline, flips it back to Wallace. Going for the steal is Witt. He's going to get called for a reach-in foul. And that is the 16th foul on Tyrone. And the whistle's everywhere now.
I'm impressed with how quick this Tyrone defense is in the press, though.
Wallace now on the wing. Top of the key to Judd. They swing it around to McCoy. 31-28, minute 26 to go in the third quarter. Timberlake leading by three with the basketball. They give it up to Judd. Tyrone still in that 2-3 zone. They swing it back around the other side. Wallace. Wallace knifes his way inside, right hand. That won't go. Hernandez swallows up the rebound. Looking to leak out to Witt and overthrown by Hernandez. He had Connor Witt running down the left side of the floor. And just a little too much on the pass. And it's just frustration by Hernandez. And this, having to deal with Judd all night has made him a little bit more frustrated than he usually is this time in basketball games. Press on, though. Hernandez pokes it away. Goes to Witt. They give it to Hernandez. Two on one. Bounce pass. Jackson Bell off the glass. Won't go. Rebound Hernandez. And they're going to call a foul on Roberto on the rebound. They're going to say shoved in the back. And I didn't see that one.
Yeah, I'm not sure where that call was at, you know, and I think that's what Coach Witt over there is kind of asking about. It's like, where was the call?
But I didn't even think he used his two hands other than to hold them above his head and grab the ball, but that was the call. And not only that, that's the seventh foul on Tyrone, which means it's a 1-1 for Timberlake with a minute to go here in the third quarter. Both teams in the bonus. Well, one more and Timberlake will be in the bonus, but everybody's been shooting free throws off the fouls from here on out. Merrick Judd is going to shoot him. That will be Roberto Hernandez's third foul. The minute to go. He's going to have to be careful not to pick up four here in the next minute. Free throw drops for Judd. He's going to get another crack at it. He's got six. Makes it 32-28 Timberlake in front of Tyrone with a minute to go here in the third.
You talked about Hernandez needing to be careful. He almost every time on defense, he does kind of reach around trying to poke that ball away. You know, he's got to be careful they don't start calling him on that.
33-28. Hernandez, corner to Witt. Witt bounces top to Pimentel. That one bounced past the corner to Bell. Short corner. Williams drives inside, gets a nice look off the glass. Shot won't go. Tries to get his own rebound and tips it back to Pippen. Timberlake now with 40 seconds to shoot. Press on, though. They get it over to McCoy. McCoy stopping short of the timeline. Nice bounce pass to Judd. Broken by the Tigers. Judd pushes off, gives it back to McCoy. Over to Pippen. Corner. Pierce. Back to Pippen. Four out, one in with Severin. Pippen flashes across into the paint. He's not there, so he pops back out again. Now they pop it into Merrick Judd, who followed him behind. A nice look for Judd. Won't go. Rebound underneath. Severin back up and in. Cade Severin with seven. 35-28. Big bucket there for the Tigers. 7 seconds to shoot for Tyrone. Hernandez with it. Judd on him. 3 seconds. Over to Bells. Quick three by Jackson Bell is going to be off the mark, and that's going to do it for the third quarter. Timberlake leads Tyrone 35-28, one quarter to play here in the consolation semi in the area tournament. We'll be back right after this for the final frame. It's Road to the Big House on K101.
Are you looking for an easy payment solution for your business? With Bank 7's Business Online Banking, they provide a comprehensive and integrated approach to cash management across your devices. You can approve ACH and wire transfers as well as bill payments all from your mobile phone. So whether you're at the office, the airport, or anywhere in between, they give you powerful, convenient, and secure tools to run your business from anywhere. For more info, call Bank 7 at 580-254-0100 and speak with a business banker today. Mobile data rates may apply. Member FDIC.
It's been too long since many of us and our family members have seen a doctor. The American Heart Association reminds us that routine doctor visits are an important way to check up on our overall health and prevent a heart attack or stroke. Managing conditions like high blood pressure and diabetes helps us stay strong for the people we love. It's time to reclaim our health. Make an appointment today. Visit heart.org/call your doctor.
Back at Boomer Fieldhouse, one quarter left to play. Someone's season going to end here. Someone going to move on to the consolation final. Quick three that time by Merrick Judd. Won't go. Severino saves it, but he saves it right back to Pimentel, who did a nice job coming over and picking that one off and giving the ball back to Tyrone. Hernandez in the corner to Bell. Thought about a corner three. Said no. Back to Pimentel. Now everyone in the post except Pimentel and Witt. Witt with the basketball on the right side. Flips it over to Carlos. Carlos driving baseline. Nowhere to go. Pulls it back out, and there's a kick by Chase Pierce. We'll stay here with Tyrone, and Rylan Johnson with four fouls is going to re-enter the game for Pimentel. He will inbound it in front of his own bench. His team down seven. Again, six fouls for Timberlake, seven for Tyrone. Williams shows ball, takes it back up to the rack and scores. He stopped mid-post, took his time. Picked up two. Nifty move there by Williams. And now a trap on the right side, and they're going to tag a travel to Jack McCoy. He was trapped by Hernandez and Witt. And a turnover by Timberlake, who lead by five with 7:14 to go. That's a big turnover.
Yeah, good call. Whenever he went to stop his pivot, they skipped just the smallest amount, and the ref recognized it.
Now they give it to Rylan Johnson, going to inbound. He's got some funky paisley bottoms on his shoes there. Interesting shoe decision. Now the short corner. Williams is under the hoop again. Nowhere to go. Flips it back outside to Witt. Witt tries the baseline. Noah is out of control. Tries to throw it into Bell, and it's stolen away by McCoy. As Connor Witt kind of went that way and didn't know what he was going to do with the basketball.
Pippen again sliding over there and forcing the pass.
The press, though, for Tyrone comes up with the ball again. That's going to be tied up. Jump ball possession arrow Bobcats. And the full court pressure really giving Timberlake trouble in this half.
You know, and that's one thing I talked about during the break was everything looks to go right for the Timberlake offense. And even in the press, when they come to the left side of the floor, they're constantly looking to the right side, not up the floor to the left.
We're going to get another timeout here by Coach Witt, so we'll take it with him. 6:40 to go in this one. 35-30, Timberlake leads Tyrone. We'll be back after this. Road to the Big House on K101.
A game without a crowd is just a scrimmage. A performance without an audience is just a rehearsal. Without your presence, high school sports and the performing arts aren't possible. Ensure that these essential extracurricular activities continue to enrich the lives of students in Oklahoma. Purchase a ticket to your local high school's game or performance.
This message presented by the OSSAA and the Oklahoma Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Back in Woodward, 35-30, Timberlake leads Tyrone here in the fourth quarter. Some other scores in Class B right now. Big Pasture leads Maud 42-32. Third-ranked Pittsburgh over Battius 50-29. Also, Earlsboro leads Coyle 40-36 in a battle of number 18 versus number 19 in the state. And right here, what may be a surprise to some if you're just looking at the number beside the name, but Timberlake's been full of athletes all year in many, many sports. Their cross-country state title. They were excellent in track, and now that football state title. All they're doing is winning over there. This is a tough matchup for anybody. Long two there for Bell. Off the mark, long rebound. Williams backside. He turns, ball fakes, takes it right back up into Pippen and scores. Nice job by Pippen not to draw the foul. And now it's 35-32. They've cut it to three, and the pressure on again for Tyrone. Coach Witt trying to force another turnover. They cross over to Pippen. Bounce pass. Judd picks it up. Left block. Turns. Shoots. Off the mark. Pippen skies in for the rebound and picks up the foul, trying to take it back up. Great job by J.J. Pippen.
Well, and you're talking about how far a lot of people would be surprised with the score is right now. But, you know, it's stuff just like that. It's those extra chance opportunities that, you know, the rebounding has given them. It's the defense they've been playing. That is how they are in this game right now and beating a much more talented offensive-wise team in Tyrone.
And that's a huge foul because that was Ryland Johnson's fifth. They tagged it to Johnson, and now with 6:10 to go, Ryland Johnson is fouled out of this basketball game, and J.J. Pippen, who misses the first one, misses both of them. Let's Tyrone hang around here, down three. They can't quite close the gap since the second quarter. Drive by Hernandez, shoots it right hand, won't go, tries to get his own rebound, puts it back up and in, and what a job by Hernandez, who simultaneously looked down to make sure he didn't land on somebody, came down, avoided the player at his feet, took it right back up and scored. 35-34, 1-point lead for Timberlake. They bounce pass underneath. It's stolen away by Williams. Another steal by Tyrone. Johnson, one on three. Crosses over into traffic. Pimentel comes up with a loose ball. As almost a steal there by Timberlake. Pimentel, corner three, right side. It rattles it home and keeps the arm up because Tyrone is back in front. What a big shot by Carlos Pimentel. And now we're going to get a foul on the floor, and that's going to be a 1-1. Looks like Jackson Bell, and that might be four on Bell.
Great job by Judd to recognize the trap and just not worry about getting caught back here. Just take it up the floor. And usually if you can beat the trap like that, you're going to get numbers and force him to foul just like he just did.
It was not on Bell. It was on Connor Witt, his third. Merrick Judd's 1-1 rolls down. Huge shot there for the junior. Makes it 36-37. That is Tyrone's first lead since midway through the second quarter. And now Merrick Judd can tie it here. He hits them both. He did. Merrick with eight. Tyrone with the basketball. Knotted up now. 37. 5:18 to go in the frame. Or in this game, rather. Now over to Pimentel. Far wing. Short corner. Williams drives baseline. Took it back up underneath. He loves doing that. That time Avery Wallace said no. And forced him into a hard shot. And Williams, you think he's... You got him right where you want him, and now Timberlake's almost got to get it over for a 10-second call. They do. They get it to Judd. Judd drives inside. Bounce pass in, kicked away by Williams, who's trying to connect with Pippen under the hoop.
Coach Pierce a little frustrated over there because almost every time they actually get stuck in the press, they just kind of pick up the ball and just stand around and look.
McCoy trying to inbound it, trying to find a teammate. Once again, it's poked away. It's stolen by Hernandez, who just took it from him. He's going to drive in 1-on-4. Upside right hand off the glass. Shot wouldn't go for him. And that was about, he covered the floor in about four steps that time. Yeah. What a play by Hernandez.
Coach Pierce is upset. He felt like he was reaching over on the inbound last night.
Well, he's going to be more upset because that is unofficially Merrick Judd's fourth, but they've tagged him with an extra one. So there could be some outroar here if Merrick Judd fouls out of this basketball game. Hernandez with a 1-1, and he hit the first one.
I will say, it doesn't look like that, you know, because every team has a person keeping book, and Timberlake's book person hasn't really questioned it, so it makes me wonder if they did give it to
38-37. And Hernandez to try to give his team a 2-point lead, and he rolls that one out, and he missed it. 1-2 from the line. Score remains 38-37, 4:46 to go. Judd crossing the timeline, trying to break the press on his own, drops it back to Wallace. They get it over. Rifle downside, right block Pippen, takes it back off the glass and in, and we're tied again. And Timberlake leads again by one. 18 for J.J. Pippen. Crossover, Hernandez, attack, floater, that won't drop, gets his own board, tries to take it back up, and that won't go, tries to tip it again, and Pippen rips it away. Crowd wants an over and back, but he's elevating so high, I don't know if he's hitting anybody.
Yeah, I don't think he's over and back, because usually whenever he goes up, his hand is straight up knocking it back.
Well, that time, though, he wasn't over the back. He tried to swat at a basketball with his arm and picks up foul number four. That is foul four with 4:14 to go, and Hernandez has to be careful.
Which that's exactly what I talked about earlier, something he does all the time. You know, and he's got to watch where he's going to get called on that.
It didn't have to do it, and now it's going to put Merrick Judd at the free throw line for a 1-1, or 2. That's the 10th team foul on Tyrone. Judd's going to get 2, and he hits the first one. 9 points officially for Barrett Judd. His team up two. He can make it three if he hits this one. It'll be two shots the rest of the way for Timberlake, and hit both. Judd into double digits with 10. What a game for him tonight. Two big free throws there. Hernandez over to Pimentel. They get it over to Connor Witt. Back to Pimentel. He's got the hot hand from there. That's going to be no good. Rebound, though, by Witt off the miss. No one boxed out Connor Witt. Pimentel now with it again. Gets it over to Witt. A lot of standing around in the post. Bell high for Hernandez low. Kobe Williams down there. It's kind of a triangle. Williams from the free throw line. Flips it out to the corner to Bell, and he walked with it. He tried to step back behind the three-point line and forgot to dribble. Turnover Tyrone. 3:47 to go. Timberlake leads 41-38. Pressure on by the Bobcats. Wallace quickly ahead to McCoy. Timberlake breaks the press. McCoy picks up his dribble, though, in front of the bench. Gives it back up to Wallace. 3:36 to go. Witt goes for the steal. Doesn't get it. They get it over to McCoy. McCoy. Double team now. Nope, he gives it over to Pippen on the right side. Pippen drives baseline. Poked away from behind by Jackson Bell. Out of bounds.
Again, that's one thing. They're getting themselves into trouble because how many times could they have made the extra pass to the left side of the floor, but he went right to, back to the right side where everybody was.
McCoy lobs it all the way up to the top of the perimeter for Merrick Judd on the inbounds. That gives it over to Wallace. Timberlake leads by three. Wallace picks up his dribble, flips it over to Judd, and the Tigers not in a hurry. Pippen with Pimentel in his hip pocket, backs off. They give it to Wallace, now to the corner to McCoy. Now Williams on it. McCoy bounces it back to Wallace. Trying to find a crack in this 2-3 zone. And right now, Timberlake happy to just kill clock. 3 minutes to go with a three-point lead. And Wallace tries to split the double team. Almost throws the basketball away. It's tipped right back to Judd. Judd comes up firing right side. That will go. Pippen rebound. Put back and in. And he had Hernandez behind him. And what an athletic move by Pippen.
And that's what he has done all night long. And that's exactly why he has 20 points now.
Hernandez cut off. Top of the key. Jackson Bell wide open. That's no good. And a nice box out and a rebound by Wallace, who's got double-digit boards tonight. And he's going to get tagged on the arm. I hope we're going to get a timeout before that happens. Coach Witt wants to talk about it. 2:31 to go. Timberlake leads Tyrone 43-38. Don't go anywhere. Close one here in Woodward. You're listening to Road to the Big House on K101.
I drive my bus in a busy city. That's why road safety is so important to me. I know that I must slow down and be extra careful when I make a wide turn. Buses need more room than cars. Everyone can help keep our roads safe. Next time you're driving, remember to give buses plenty of time and space to finish turning before driving ahead. Let's all plan to share the road safely. Learn how at www.sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Back at Boomer Fieldhouse, down to the wire, five-point game. Under 3 minutes to play here, 43-38. Timberlake leads Tyrone, and we talk a little bit about kind of turning it on after a slow football season. Back half of this season, Tigers have won 7 of their last 8. I mean, this is one of those cases where, you know, had they kept the rankings going for another few weeks, this team may have creeped up in there.
Yeah. You know, it's kind of like what we said. Whenever you have these teams like Timberlake, like Tyrone.
Balco played better in the second
yes,
half this year.
You know, yeah. Deep into the playoffs. It's going to take them some time to, you know, I saw a couple years ago with Winoka. Winoka really struggled after their state championship, or, you know, going to the state championship game. You know, and then towards the end, they were battling, had a chance to move on.
We got a battle here, 43-38. Timberlake in front with the basketball, 2:19 to go. Coach Witt's down to his final timeout. Running out of time here, down 5. Now they get it over to Merrick Judd, in front of his own bench. He's got Witt on him, bounces to Pippen, top of the key. Always poked away by Hernandez. It's on the ground, and Roberto kicks it to himself, tips it inside, takes it up inside, scoops it up, and no good. Rebound backside, put back by Jackson Bell, who saves it. That was a point-blank miss by Hernandez, but Bell did a good job running the floor. Good senior play there by Jackson. Merrick Judd might have got away with the travel there.
And he was also upset on the opposite end because he took a shot from Hernandez, but I thought it was a great no call by the officials just to let it play out.
3-point game. Timberlake leads. Cade Severn can't handle the pass. It's on the ground. Bell's on the ground after it. He's going to swallow it up. They're trying to get a timeout. They got one left, and they got it. Tyrone saves the possession. 43-40. We'll keep it right here. Minute 34 to go. And, you know, you talk about Hernandez reaching in, but part of that is his arms are so long, he can get the ball cleanly a lot of times. It's a little bit different for him than some other players.
And he does a great job. You know, he's got great hands. You've seen that on the football field, just what he can do with his hands. You know, and there's so many times where it's, you know, he's doing a great job by reaching in, getting a hand on the ball, things like that. But, you know, there's been multiple times where, you know, a lot of times it's just kind of reaching around doing that. And so, you know, at this point in the game, you've got to be really careful doing that. If you're going to reach in, you better make sure you're going to get a hand on the ball.
And this is Tyrone has played some heart attack games here at Boomer Fieldhouse in the area tournament. They got another one going right now. 43-40.
I do think it's interesting looking how gassed they look right now, you know, but whenever they're in the play, you know, they are working about as hard as anybody can work.
Again, Rylan Johnson is fouled out. It will be Connor Witt, Kobe Williams, Roberto Hernandez, Carlos Pimentel, and Jackson Bell for Coach Witt's Bobcats. Down three, a minute 30 to go. Pimentel far side, and looking at Hernandez in the high post. He backs off. Looking at him again. Bell high post, flips it inside to Williams on the right block, spins around, gets a little space, takes it up and missed it, got a good look, spun around everybody, shot went down, came back out again off the glass, quickly ahead goes Timberlake, no one's found Pippen, backside Hernandez comes, he can't foul, and Pippen drops it in, and Roberto had to pull back because he's got four fouls.
And if I'm Tyrone, I try to go right back to Williams underneath.
45-40 Timberlake, Pimentel for three, top of the key, that's off the mark, rebound Connor Witt, huge board. Left block, he flips it back out to Bell. Bell driving kick, Pimentel. Witt, three, corner. Air ball rebound by J.J. Pippen with 43 seconds left. And that's a backbreaker for Tyrone. Judd gets it across the timeline. His team up five, 35 seconds left. Tyrone's going to have to start looking to foul. Up underneath, severed, shot fake, takes up, he missed it. Oh, and he could have just killed some clock. Instead, he missed the two, poked away from Pippen behind and out of bounds. Staying with Tyrone, and had Severin just pulled back, he would have killed about 10 seconds off the clock.
Yeah, I don't mind we're going up for a layup right there, but he was too open.
He was wide open.
You know, and I also think he expected Hernandez to come in and try to make a
Williams,
play on it.
Quarter three is wide open, and he missed it. They just tossed it into him. They gave him the three, and he missed the shot. And Tyrone has been ice cold from deep with a big miss with 20 seconds to go. And if you're Timberlake, you just got to hit your foul shots.
And that's one thing I feel like they have done pretty well. I like see the numbers on it. But, you know, we saw Joe go down there, hit four in a row. You know, we knew this game was going to come down to free throws. You know, with 20 seconds left, if they hit two right here, it's almost a dagger.
First one drops for Cade Severin, who's got eight. He had the first two of this game. Will he have the last two as well? It's two possession game still. 46-40, but this is the important one for Cade. That one drops down. And with 20 seconds left, maybe too little, too late here from Tyrone. By Hernandez, top three, and that ball. And Coach Witt was out of timeout. Apparently he had one more, so I discounted that. I apologize. So he's going to call one here with 14 seconds to go off that three by Hernandez. And 14 for Roberto, but, you know, in that first half, he had basically 2 points the entire time.
Yeah, you know, that is, I'll say this, you know, because we – you know, we watch that first half to see how Roberto Hernandez does when he's averaging, you know, 26 points a game. You know, at one point I looked up there and he was at 10 points. I was like, I don't remember. It was very quiet because right. We got so focused on how poorly he played the first half or how well the Timberlake defense is. You know, but when you have guys like Williams stepping up underneath, you know, you had Johnson getting shots whenever he was still in the game. You know, that is going to allow Hernandez to be opened up a little bit and have opportunities.
Well, if Tyrone needs a steal, if they don't get it, they need a quick foul, and it can't be Roberto Hernandez who gives it. 47-43, Timberlake in front. There's only 8 seconds to go. It would take, there's probably not enough time on the clock here for this, but I've seen crazier things happen.
You know, it's important to do everything you can to get that foul or get that steal. And if there is a foul, you need to foul them within about the first second of them having the ball.
Bounded by Wallace. He's going to run the floor. Nice job knowing he could do that. Bounces inside. It's all it goes loose. It goes over to Bell with 12 seconds to go. He's going to turn, shoot. It's going to be off the mark. Rebound Hernandez put back in. And that's going to drop. And they got to inbound it. There's 4 seconds to go. They got a foul. It's going to be poked away. Stay with Timberlake. 3.2 to go here. And now we're going to get a timeout by Coach Pierce. Now, it said 8 seconds coming out of that. All of a sudden, they put 14 on the clock as they came back out. And now there's 3.2 to go. So the scoreboard's a little behind in updating this.
Yeah, I think during the timeout we missed it. I think they went over and talked about where it should be at.
Right.
Of course, there, you know, we had that one play over here where there was a quick timeout. You know, there's been a couple times where, you know, you could easily see them, you know, not getting it stopped quick enough. Good job by the official to recognize it and to make sure they have the right amount of time on the clock.
And now it's 47-45, two-point game with 22 seconds left. Or, sorry, 4.7 seconds left. 22 seconds left before we come out of this break. That's what looked to be an unsurmountable lead. When you put another 6 seconds on the clock, all right. Of a sudden becomes a game changer, yeah. As you can see.
You know, Coach Pearson this timeout is basically telling us guys, you know, let's not try to do too much. Just get the ball in bounds. You know, more than likely with 3 seconds left, you still are going to get fouled.
You may call another timeout here. He's talking about, he's saying it's a foul on the floor.
No, they're making sure that, you know, he can't run the floor with
it. Oh, yeah. He's stationary here. Got to get it in. Poked away by Pimentel out of bounds. Killed about 0.5 off the clock. There's 2.6 remaining. 0.6 off the clock. 2.6 seconds left. Tyrone needs a steal. Down two. Wallace looking to inbound. Bounces it over. Poked away by Pimentel. Out of bounds again in front of his bench, and he's come real close to stealing it.
Yeah.
Good hustle by 14, who's given his all here in this last
seconds. I'd like to see Timberlake have somebody break up the floor towards their own basket.
Wallace looking to inbound. Lofts it. They do. They get it to McCoy. He gets fouled quickly by Witt. 0.9 on the clock. Two free throws upcoming for Jack McCoy, and if he hits them both, it's over.
Yeah, Wallace actually missed Pippen also, you know, wide open on their end of the floor. You know, that's one thing, you know, you want to do is try to keep it as far away from their basket as possible on an inbound like that, being that close.
Two free throws here for the senior, and he drops the first one in. Now all Tyrone can do is tie with a full court heave. Or a half-court heave, depending on how where they get the basketball. McCoy can win it here if he drops this in. It'll be the biggest free throw of the year for him. And he hit the shot. Jack McCoy, ice water in his veins, knocks it down, and Coach Pierce is going to call a timeout. But that's pretty much going to be at 49-45 with 0.9 to go on the clock. That is not enough time to come back, no matter what you draw up out of this timeout.
Yeah, and I think a lot of this timeout is just to, you know, remind his guys, don't foul. You know, do not foul before the ball is inbounded. They barely have enough time to catch the ball and get a shot off, so don't foul before the ball is inbounded and allow them to get points with no time coming off the clock.
Ceiling has cut it to 5 against Arapahoe Butler in the fourth quarter. The Ceiling boys, so putting up a fight there against the fifth-ranked team in the state in their elimination game. And what a game we had here tonight. Started out a little slow, a little sloppy, but the second half, both teams battling. Tyrone did battle, came back, took the lead for a little while. Timberlake answered. And just what you expect here in the area tournament. And Tyrone, who's come out of this area the last 2 years, is going to come up short this year. Tiger's going to move on, barring a miracle of miracles. Full court pass, Hernandez going to fire up a three, but at the buzzer, it doesn't count, and that's going to do it. 49-45, the Timberlake Tigers rolling on. Another close one and another win in the clutch for Timberlake. We're going to take a break, see if we can grab a player and come right back on the floor right after this. Your final score, Timberlake takes down the Tyrone Bobcats, 49-45. You're listening to Road to the Big House on K101.
Weather in the tri-state area is finicky, to say the least, and at times completely unpredictable. That's why K101 is always ready when storms begin barreling across the plains. From blizzards to ice, wildfires to thunderstorms, floods to tornadoes, you can count on K101's award-winning severe weather coverage. We connect you with weather experts, storm chasers, and emergency personnel to keep you instantly informed of the latest storm details. Severe weather coverage is brought to you by Moores Roofing. They're neighbors that you can trust, and they are right there when you need them. And Harper Sanitation. When you need quality sanitation services from a local trusted company. When you hear the rumbling of thunder, tune your radio to K101. Go to K101online.com, click on Listen Live, or tell your smart speaker to play K101 Woodward. Remember, when severe weather breaks out, K101 breaks in.
Mama, what does the chicken say?
Chicken. Oh, okay.
When the wolf?
Oh, a wolf. Ooh!
What about the tiny dog? Cat. Owl.
Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Dolphin? What does the turkey say?
Whale sound.
To the giraffe.
Giraffe, really? Okay. Giraffe.
You're not going to get it all right. Just make sure you nail the big stuff, like making sure your kids are buckled correctly in the right seat for their age and size. Get it right.
Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Welcome back, everybody. Here to Boomer Fieldhouse, 49-45, the final. The Timberlake Tigers moving on. They survive in advance. A couple close ones back-to-back, and we got one of the reasons for that right here. Mr. J.J. Pippen, how you feeling?
I'm feeling tired, but I'm feeling good. We're on to the next game.
Yeah, you are, and usually we have you here for football, but, you know, look, you guys have cross-country state title. You had a lot of success in track. You won the 200s, right? Is that, I believe? So you're just racking up state now. You know, at this point, anything can happen. Everybody's you can take those numbers off the board. How you feel you guys are playing right now this part of the season?
We start playing good towards the end of the season. We're a football right. team, so we get out here late, but we start peaking at the right time.
For a football team tonight, your teammates have the lucky time in the first half. What was that kind of game? Merrick,
he definitely volunteered. He's by far one of our best athletes, and we knew he could do the job, and He definitely did it tonight.
Now, you 22 tonight. You did a real good job. You were great on the boards. You were able to kind of find your way down the block there a little bit, playing amongst bigger guys. Coming in, did you think that was going to be how it rolled out, or is that just kind of what ended up happening?
No, not at all. It just kind of happened.
Well, you committed. You're moving on. You go play football at the next level, Northeast Oklahoma State, I believe. Where do they have you running back there? Is that what the plan is?
Yes, sir.
So congratulations going to college. Congratulations, Classic Bowl. You're going to be in the Classic Bowl. So all going right for you. Now, next you get whoever wins that. What do you know about those squads? You played either of those?
They're both really good teams, so whoever wins, we're just going to have to play even better than we did tonight to beat them. So.
Yeah, you did. A lot of athletes on the floor you guys have. Great job. Congratulations on the win, and good luck to you moving forward.
Thank you.
Mr. J.J. Pippen, 22 tonight, picking up where he left off on football season. Coming away with the win. Timberlake moving on, taking down Tyrone, 49-45. We're going to take a break and get things kicked off on the girls' side. We're going to have O'Keen squaring off against Tyrone Lady Bobcat. So we got another good one for you right after this, another consolation semi. Winner of this one's going to move on to get Boys City. That's coming up next. It's a girls' basketball time here from the area, consolation semi on Road to the Big House here on A101.